I'm a rolling horseman, got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides the lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be lonely.
You've probably always wanted to be invited back to the bedroom. Well, welcome to the bedroom. This is where all the magical things that have to do with the magic wand happen, right here in the bedroom. Babies are conceived here in the bedroom. Lives are created. Lives are taken. People have been murdered in bedrooms. What's gonna happen tonight? Nobody knows. You're probably expecting me to be naked. I will be soon. Will it be on camera? Perhaps. Go ahead and I'll get naked.
I might already be. Who knows? That was a teaser. Anyway, welcome. This is the official Mega 64 podcast. I don't know what number it is.
316.
This is the official Mega 64. This is the official Mega 64 Chicago Comfy Cast.
One step closer to Pleasureville. Let's take it down the road, closer to the City Hall of Pleasureville, where the mayor is anxiously awaiting his meeting with the city council and the judicial system. It's going to be reformed. There's going to be legislation. They're going to legalize sex. Get my good angle. Make sure you get my good angle.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Go over to him while I get more naked.
Okay, so we're trying to make this podcast as comfortable and as intimate as possible because we've been away. We were in Chicago this week. Before that, we were in San Francisco. We've been all over the place, so we haven't been available. Oh, God. In the way that we needed to be.
I have another shirt on, but it's soon coming off. Don't worry about that. Hello. Didn't expect to see chest hair this podcast, but here it is. Get ready to see some nut hair in a few moments. But not mine. I lost my train of thought. Where was this going?
You were going to City Hall. There was a town council meeting.
No, I forgot why I was taking my clothes off. All right, well, welcome to the Mega 64 podcast, everybody. I'm Derek.
Hey, what's up? I'm Rocco. As comfortable as ever.
No, Kevin. Slightly less comfortable than Rocco.
We just had a Chicago cuisine dinner. We just had some of what the town has to offer by way of food. Chicago has some of the best food in the United States.
Yeah, some of the healthiest food.
Yeah.
In the United States, some of the salads in here are top-notch, AAA salad. Let's go right into our video, quadruple-A video. We released it this week. Is that appropriate? Can we talk about that?
Yeah, I was just going to say what I ate.
Okay, we'll hold off. Go ahead. Tell the world.
Make sure we get the important shit in here.
Let's not talk about videos. Yeah, let's talk about the diet.
I just want to say thank you, Chicago, for making the Nate Dogg. I had a Nate Dogg tribute. As you know, Nate Dogg is a dead rapper. I ate a Nate Dogg tribute hot dog. It had sriracha and peanut butter. And it was good. Anyway.
So we put out Quadruple A this week, our latest video. If you haven't seen it yet, check it out. We debuted it actually at Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, which we were also at this week. That's right, we're coming to you from Chicago on the tail end of San Francisco. We were traveling all over the world. I'm getting cold.
You put your shirts on?
Put my shirt back on.
Let me get close.
Yeah.
You made a mistake.
That's where the nipple is, in case anybody ever wondered what my nipple looked like.
Why do you look at me for that?
I know where the nipple is.
Well, while he sorts that out, I just want to say, Quadruple A is a video with a lot of commentary in it. I'm really happy that a lot of people enjoyed the visual style of that video. We filmed it in a big factory facility, and that helped it a lot. We had lots of new gear to try out, which was exciting. And it worked out well. The video looks great. So I'm proud of that, but I also think it's good and funny and full of goofs. It's got to laugh every second, and except for the security camera footage we used of Sean and his family, which was real, the rest was fun.
We didn't have that much new equipment. It's just like a camera and lights and dolly, but this filmed really well, wasn't it? We're just getting better with age. I really liked that video. It's kind of like a commentary on all the big budget games going around. It was very appropriate for the GDC crowd, and yeah, I thought it was great. Got everybody from the whole cast in there. And actually, my favorite part of the video was Rocco as the Svengali with the crystal ball, all the artists. I thought the video was top notch. Yeah, it was kind of like a last minute thing. We were going to do a video at GDC with Lifetime Achievement Award winner, creator of Fallout and Skyrim, Todd Howard. It didn't work out. Unfortunately, which is a bummer because we've always got a chance to work with a Lifetime Achievement Award winner for like the past 5 or 6 years. This is the first time our streak was broken. And this was going to be one of the funniest videos we've ever done. But, you know, when you're working with really important people, they got busy schedules. And they don't always, you know, it's not always possible to fit Mega 64 in. Which I find hard to believe, but okay, that's what they tell me, so. Oh, Jesus, this part.
Anyway,
what the fuck?
We had bigger plans kind of to do videos at this show, and just could not creatively get on the same page, but we worked on some other stuff that was a lot of fun, and we'll show it to you soon. So there are plenty more videos on the way, so stay tuned. But in the meantime, watch Quadruple A 4 more times, apropos. Anyway.
This lens gets really tight.
It does.
Yeah.
Sean also put out the first episode of his new show, Sean-a-may.
Yeah.
He revived the show. People have been begging for him to bring that show back for a long time. And now he has the ability to do it on a regular basis. Sean-a-may is in effect. And if you've never heard of it, you watch the anime that he selects. He doesn't know anything about anime. He only knows about sports and stupid shit. And you watch it with him, and he tries to decipher what's going on in a season. Some people were saying he actually was determining a lot of things about Bleach without knowing anything about Bleach. That's what he watched this week.
Did you like Sean-a-may? I heard it got a lot of good comments and praise when it was debuted on Twitch, so that's cool. You know, coming up next Friday is going to be the final installment of Funny Factory. My show. Should I finally reveal what the name of the show is going
to
be?
It's up to you. What do you think?
You know what? I'm going to say no.
Wow.
Sorry. Cool. I'm going to leave it in suspense. There were a lot of comments, actually, that we overhyped Funny Factory by doing too many updates, giving away too much information. So all you complainers out there, I'm going to take your advice, and I'm going to stop talking about the shows before they come out, and I'm going to let them speak for themselves.
Derek says final episode of Funny Factory, but it's just the last in the cycle,
I said the
right?
final installment.
Right.
The final installment before the cycle starts over.
Okay.
So you
I just
want
to be clear.
You can rest assured that in 2 weeks, the second episode of Friend Dimension will be coming at you. And we are really excited for that. We're going to be playing a video game that is near and dear to the heart of everyone at Mega 64. In fact, it's one of the games we played all the time, day and night.
In the early days of even like version
one,
I think we played it. Yeah.
It's a game we played at the end of high school, in the beginning of college, and I think it's responsible for forging a close-knit bond amongst our friends groups, as video games tend to do sometimes. When you get a multiplayer game that you and all your friends are into, and you play it every single day, you form all these fond memories of the game and hanging out with each other. What are you zooming in on?
You.
Good.
I'm getting a good tight shot.
And we're going to play this game that made so many memories for us. I hope the people out there like it, and I hope it turns into a good memory for you too. And that's going to be in 2 weeks. But this Friday, my show, baby, Funny Factory Episode 4. Tune in. You don't want to miss it. It's not going to be a makeup tutorial, as some people have speculated.
Aww.
Some people on the Reddit have speculated. It's not going to be a 20-minute long music video, as some people on the Reddit have speculated. And it's not going to be POS TV, as some people have speculated. So what's it going to be? You're just going to have to tune in to find out. And I hope to see you there.
You said you weren't going to overhype it, but you said a lot. So now what do people think it's going to be, like a movie or a musical?
Well, no, that's what you said. You just planned it. I'm just saying what it's not going to be.
It's not going to be... Here, I'll set them up. It's going to be nothing. There's no content at all.
Yeah.
And now they're going to be blown away.
And if you don't like it...
Kiss my ass, you don't like it.
It might not be the same thing the next week after that.
I might change the format for you, Derek.
I might change the format before you get a chance to change the format. In fact, hold on. I just changed the format.
I just changed it back.
Oh, shit. So the show will continue on as planned. We'll see you on Friday.
Hell yeah. No, it's not over.
What are you doing?
Hey, I want to talk about real quick.
What the fuck is going on?
What?
I did some camera magic. Don't worry about it.
Hello?
Rocco's talking, not
I'm
me.
Talking. Camera on me. Thank you. Anyway,
main guy.
Today, not today. When we were in, before we were in Chicago, like we said, we were in San Francisco, and we had some downtime, between things, and we decided we were like right across the street from a movie theater, so we all saw 10 Cloverfield Lane. Is that the name of the movie?
Yeah.
10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yes, it is.
Cloverfield 2.
Shows you how in the dark I was going in. I think we all kind of were a little bit. But anyway, 10 Cloverfield Lane. I was a fan of the first Cloverfield. It wasn't just for the... For the sake that it was, I thought it was a creative take on how to make a movie. I thought it was filmed cool. But in terms of the story and stuff, you know, that was pretty basic. Not really that great. It wasn't a super memorable movie, but I appreciate it for what it is. This one, I really give a lot of props to. Again, might not be thinking about it a ton in 6 months, but very effective kind of chamber piece, whatever you want to call it. It felt like we got kind of a new Hitchcock movie in 2016 a little bit. I really enjoyed it. I had a really good time. I thought everyone was good in it. And I liked it more than the original Cloverfield. I'll say that. I thought it was really... they did a really good job constantly making you guessing at what's going on.
I also liked it better than the original Cloverfield. And the original Cloverfield was a big budget, high production movie. You know, they're running through New York City. They got a lot of actors. It's filled with people. This movie had 8 actors in it. It was very small, but very suspenseful and taut. And I think Eric
said it was like a 2-hour anxiety
panic attack. Eric, you didn't look like you were doing well during that.
I'm not doing well right now.
Wow, what? I put my shirt back on, but your pants and underwear came off.
What?
That's my side.
How do you?
You're on Eric's side.
Stop! Get off my side.
And he's rubbing his butt crack into your side of the
get off
bed.
My side.
Not you don't know what's going on.
Get off my side. Kevin, help.
You don't know what's going on.
Kevin, you need to help me.
Oh,
I'm not. I'm clean.
I can tell you from here. He's rubbing his butt crack on Eric's side of the bed.
You never rub. Okay, you never rubbed a butt on a bed.
Get off my side.
You think I'm dirty
get
or
back
something?
On, yeah, yes I do. Get back on your side.
You remember what he ate tonight?
All right, mister.
Get back on your side.
All right, Mr. Feisty.
Hey, touch my pillow. Let's show the thing on the podcast.
No, I don't want to. Please leave the blankets on.
Yeah, Chicago has great food. Let's do a quick rundown of everything we've eaten while we've been in Chicago. We got deep dish pizza from Giordano's.
Was there anything you were going to say about Cloverfield? Anything else? Just real quick.
No?
Move
no, on. I think everybody should see it. I recommend it. I think it's better when you don't know too much about
yes,
it. So
yes, that's true.
All I've said is it's a small cast, very suspenseful, and I like it better than the first one.
Did you like it, Kevin?
I loved it.
Cool.
That was really good.
Anyway.
Your pants still fucking off?
What?
Don't worry about
jeez,
it.
Jeez, these guys
so,
are pussies.
So, laundry list of what we ate here while we were in Chicago. We got Giordano's deep dish stuffed pepperoni pizza.
Oh my god.
I thought it was delicious. I was looking forward to deep dish pizza. It was everything I hoped it would be. I like it better than the regular crappy thin crust pizza. I wish everybody all over the world could provide deep dish pizza. So good. We also went to a restaurant called The Squared Circle, owned by some ex-wrestlers, wrestling-themed restaurant, where we got pizza wontons and stuffed hamburgers. Was that the best burger you've ever had?
That was one of the best burgers I've ever had. Mine in particular, the patty was stuffed in the core with cheddar cheese. And then on the top of the burger, they put pulled pork and barbecue bourbon sauce and a little bit, some kind of like, I want to say it was a garlic aioli or some kind of weird mayonnaise thing. It was the creamiest, messiest burger. I want to make it with that burger. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking
about.
Stay
on your side.
I know what you're talking about. I get no joke. I finished that burger. I could feel myself getting fatter. My stomach, I was laying in bed. I could feel myself expanding. You know it's a good meal when you feel yourself expanding. It was an inflation.
Is that your first inflation?
It was my first inflation in a long while.
We should say, though, what we had to accompany these burgers. As an appetizer, we had pizza wontons.
Yeah, why didn't you say that?
I'm sorry, I forgot to mention the pizza wontons.
Eric, you fucked up.
I thought I mentioned them.
Did he?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, I guess, you know, when other people are talking, you don't really pay attention. That's okay.
I didn't hear it. Speak up.
I'll speak up. I know this is a big room.
It's a soundproof room.
The sound doesn't travel very well. Also, it's hard to hear when you're naked, so I don't blame Rocco.
Dude. Chill, these guys.
I am chill.
These guys
I approve.
Are uppity.
I like that Rocco's naked. I knew when I started taking my clothes off mentally, I was like, Rocco's gonna go all the way.
Thanks, man.
I got the ball rolling.
Thank you.
You notice how
Eric, you're next.
Within 2 minutes of the podcast starting, I was fully clothed.
You were.
Again.
Yep.
But I got the ball rolling. I planted the seed in his brain.
I thought we were gonna keep going, and it's hard for me to get back into reset position. So I'm stuck. I feel like an idiot. Thanks.
Nah, don't worry. The food here in Chicago is delicious. The people here in Chicago are so cool. This is our first time at C2E2. I'm going to say it is similar to San Diego Comic-Con, but better than San Diego Comic-Con.
It's like old San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, it felt like more, a little more grassroots, a little more charming.
It's like San Diego Comic-Con without all the Hollywood bullshit.
Yeah.
There's no movie here about L.A. getting invaded by aliens like you fucking care, which you don't.
Yeah.
There's no sci-fi channel booth here promoting some show that's going to be canceled next season. There's none of that. It's just old school comic, pop culture, toys, cool stuff, you know? Cool
stuff. Yeah, it was a lot of vintage toy vendors. My favorite thing, I don't care how many times I see it, how many conventions I see it at, the thing that never gets old to me is perusing some old dude's booth full of Star Wars Power of the Force figures from 97. I will never get tired of that, because you find, like, oh, Riyis!
Oh, you know what I saw here that they don't have at Comic-Con? A whole booth dedicated to bootleg DVDs.
Yeah, you don't see that at San Diego anymore.
I used to see that at
San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, they used to.
Not anymore.
Star Wars, the unedited theatrical versions, all three movies, $30. They had Friday the 13th, 1 through 10. 10 movies for $35.
Yeah. All the Star Wars despecialized movies.
Yeah, yeah, they had bootleg Black Sabbath concerts. And the best thing, all these DVDs had, like, the shittiest printer quality printer paper images for their covers. Like, these guys made these DVDs in their homes, and then they filled a booth with them and brought it to C2E2. It was awesome. So, thank you, C2E2, for having Mega 64. It was really fun.
Thank you to all the people who came out to our meetup.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that meetup on Saturday was incredible. That was such a great experience.
Yeah, and I don't know, it might go into this podcast, so you probably already saw it, perhaps, on Tuesday, but we got everybody at our meetup to sing Lonely Horseman.
We never said theme song.
We'll start with that.
Theme song.
Oh, theme song.
There, now you just saw it.
We're back. Welcome back.
Wasn't that such a good theme song? Thank you to everybody who came to our meetup. The thing about the fan meetup, actually, we kind of booked our presence here, our booth here at C2E2 last minute, and we wanted to get a panel, but there was no more space for us. So we just threw it out there like, hey, we'll just do a fan meetup in front of the convention center. It ended up being too fucking cold. So as soon as we got there, we just took everybody inside. We literally had no plan for the meetup. We didn't know what we were going to do. Shouts out to our fan, our longtime fan, and our savior for this meetup, Lovable Bill.
Yep.
He brought some trading cards, some rock and roll Hall of Fame trading cards. Yeah, here's one right here. There was a collection of some of the greatest bands on earth, some of the greatest contributors to modern music in the genre of rock and roll the world has ever seen. Bands such as House of Lords and other bands. We ended up autographing these cards, handing them out to people. Everybody got to keep their favorite band. And we held a couple of contests, gave away a few prizes, did a group picture. It was really fun. I was happy.
It was a blast.
Yeah, and in fact, it went for an hour. Our panels usually only go for 45 minutes, and that's with Q&A. We did no Q&A. We were just hanging out. It was an hour long. It was one of the best events we've ever done, and it was totally impromptu.
Yeah.
So if you were there... good on you. That's probably going to go down to Mega 64 history as the only time event like that happens.
It felt a lot like game days. Like, hang out. Yeah. Hey, let's just chill. No plan. Let's just hang out, you know?
It was like a Chicago game days.
It was really cool. A Chicago game days.
So, yeah, that was super awesome. That was really, really cool. So, thank you to everybody who came.
Thank you to everyone who stopped by and checked us out at C2E2 also.
Yeah, no kidding.
Came out and bought some new cool stuff.
Yeah. Everybody was awesome this weekend. Like, seriously, like... most cons you go to, there's at least a couple creeps. Not one at this thing. There was great people. I'm trying to think. We were across from a booth that was a web series called Who Killed Heather?
Who the fuck killed Heather? Who fucking did it?
So that's the only thing that I was confused by is that they just kept asking who killed Heather, and I still don't know. So...
our neighbors were also, who else were we by? Ferguson.
Piggy Tail?
Piggy Tail.
A Piggy's Tail. Yeah. It was a comic about a dog with three legs who is also a superhero. Congratulations to that dog.
Have you ever heard the phrase, you show up like a pig's tail?
No.
Too early? Yeah.
Can I get you more Eric side? You're too far away from the camera. I think
Please stop.
What's wrong with this?
The blanket's, like, muffling. You need to remove some of the blanket.
What are you doing? Stop!
What? No, my eyes! What?
You did this to your fucking self.
I did it to myself. What?
Fucker.
You can't see anything. I'm not touching anything. God, I promise.
I wish I could unsee something.
You can't see anything.
Jesus!
Get over on your side.
Okay. Jesus Christ! Alright. We're safe. I wasn't touching anything anyway. There's not enough there to do that. Anyway.
I saw a cock.
No.
going. I need a moment. Keep going.
So, yeah. Yeah, we were by Ferguson. but, yeah, so...
You're making history. That's my pillow!
Oh, sorry. Did you just fart?
No.
Can you?
No, hey, I'm not gonna.
Let's do a competition. Who can muster the best fart right now?
Okay. Go first.
Fucking raunchiest beef.
We talked about food a second ago. We did not mention what we ate tonight. We went to, what was it called? Devil Dog?
Devil Dogs.
Well, we tried to go to the Illuminati of pizza. Luminati's.
It's literally called Luminati's.
Now, how would you spell Luminati's? I said it would be L-U-M-I-N-A-T-I-E-S. Luminati's.
Luminati's is a name.
Yeah.
L-O-U space M-A-T-I-S, whatever. It's two words. Everyone said it like it was fucking one.
Yeah, it's Lou Malnati's.
What the name of the guy. Fuck?
Every single cab driver or person who came to our booth who is from Chicago suggested we go to Luminati's. So, of course, the fucking restaurant was packed. When every cab driver on earth tells you to go to a place, yes, it's going to be busy. We walked in there. It was an hour wait. We couldn't do it. So we walked right out the door and went next door down the street to a place called Devil Dogs. No regrets. Devil Dogs was sloppy, gross, disgusting, but we loved it, right?
Yes, it was great. I told you what I had, Nate Dog. I had Nate Dog. Rest in peace, Nate Dog. But I also ordered, they had a thing called Bucket O' Fries that was fries. Derek had a description of this. I'll tell you what it was. It was fries, and then they piled onto it grilled onions, and
cheese sauce
and bacon. These were mixed into it, and I thought it looked good. But what did you say?
It looked like something you would feed to a monster. It looked like a bucket of fried earthworms, or like maybe something the Rancor trainer in Return of the Jedi would throw into the Rancor's pit in between feeding him hostages and rogue Jedis. And it just looked heinous.
You don't have to insult it.
No, I'm not insulted. I bet it tasted delicious. I bet it tasted good. It looked like fried diarrhea.
Well, yeah, I mean, the most good stuff does.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, most good stuff looks like fried diarrhea.
All the food I've eaten here looks like fried diarrhea.
Yeah, but it's amazing, isn't it? Thank you.
It is amazing.
And also, they made a shake that was caramel with crunched up pretzels in it. So yeah, I'm doing good.
We're all doing good.
I'm feeling good. Oof.
We're all
Eric,
feeling
you
good.
Might not want me to sleep here.
I don't want you to sleep here. Go somewhere else.
Can we get another shot of the crotch?
What? Do you really want to see something?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the camera does.
No.
Give the world what they want.
Anyway, yeah, it was really good.
Can I work the camera for a little bit?
Hey, man.
Go bananas.
All right. Eric, go back to what you were doing a second ago.
What was he doing?
This?
I'm not even... You
I had the camera zoomed to where it needed to be, and then I just did this.
You can't see anything.
I don't want to see anything. That's why I'm doing this.
Okay. You're safe, even if you had your eyes... With eyes wide open! Creep.
I don't want to see... all right. Can I get
a fight? This is the beef in my bed.
Let's go. We'll red-eye it. Let's go.
All right, well, these
so we didn't have Luminati's.
Yeah, we didn't. Now, one thing we don't have in California that I saw here, Kevin saw it first, is White Castle. And I'm still determined. I've eaten enough for 3 weeks, but I'm still determined to go.
You guys are fucking disgusting.
Now, I will say, when I got here, Eric said the White Castle looked gross. We did just drive by it. It did look
it looked
like a men's restroom.
It did.
I will admit, I'll concede.
It looks like a poor man's Sonic.
It says, it looks like a fucking, like a rundown white building, and then at the outside, breakfast 24 hours a day, shrimps are back.
The sign says, shrimps are back.
Where did the shrimp go?
The shrimps.
I don't know.
The shrimps escape?
Put all the shrimps back to where they came from.
They've locked them
Why up. Do not get shrimps at
We've
White Castle.
The shrimp. Kevin, you're not even paying attention. You're just watching Jackass.
I like this movie.
All right. Yeah, so
so you guys are gonna go. White Castle's open 24 hours. You only have one more day to get it.
Yeah, I'll get it tomorrow.
No, but we'll do it tonight. We'll do like a meal rinse.
Well, you'd have to get dressed, and that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, he already said you can't do that.
I'll figure it out.
Yep.
You just go like that.
Stop.
I'm gonna.
Where did your pants go?
I'm trying to find them.
What are you doing? Boy, stop looking at your Apple Watch.
I'm getting messages. Hey, this whole time I've been responding. And it hasn't been rude or inconsiderate, so the watch does.
Yeah,
is
he's
a good
just
thing.
Naked with his Apple Watch, using it while we're recording a podcast. Yeah. It's not rude or inconsiderate.
Well, okay,
hey, you're not naked, phone zombie.
You're not naked if you got the Apple Watch on.
All right, phone zombie, keep playing with your Samsung Galaxy.
Is there room for two under there?
Oh, what are you guys afraid of? Like
he's
never,
seeing his butt.
Like you've never seen a butt.
I don't
want to
see his butt. I don't want to see him. No.
The whole purpose of this podcast is to be as comfortable as possible.
Exactly.
Everyone's mad at me for being comfortable.
I'm not. I approve.
All right. Good. Well, there you go. That makes one of us. Two of us.
Two of us. Thank you.
Anyway.
Jeez.
That makes one of us.
You have to sleep right there. Himself.
No. Fuck this. God damn it.
Anyway, so.
Yeah, we were at GDC this week.
Yeah, you feel me now. We were at GDC this week. One of the biggest award winners of the whole show was the game Her Story.
Yeah.
This fucking game won everything. It won Best Narrative. It won the Nouveau Award. It won Best Mobile Game. It won. Honestly, this guy must have won like 6 or 7 awards. Based on the high accolades that this game received at GDC, I thought I'd play it on the plane ride over here to Chicago. And I think it's actually a treat. It's really interesting. I mean, it's just so fantastic to me that this thing could win so many awards despite not being a video game. It just blows my mind. There's no objective to Her Story. There's no gameplay. It's very open-ended. There's no, let me repeat it. There's no objective. There's nothing for you to do. There's no way to lose. There's no score. There's minimal controls. And yet it swept the awards. It swept the awards. It's fascinating. It's almost like, an anomaly almost. People out there who have played Her Story, I'm sure you loved it. I played it. I beat it.
Did you?
Yeah. Honestly, it's the type of game where you determine for yourself when you've beat it. So I beat it. And I beat it. Like, I could play it again and get more out of it, get more of the story.
Yeah, is there more than one way to end it? Or,
honestly,
or, I don't really know.
For those of you who don't know what Her Story is, it is a collection of interviews that were done at a police station. And the interface of the game is kind of like this data cataloging program where you can type in keywords to bring up different interviews. And you're supposed to piece together kind of like this mystery and solve what happened in this event by searching for keywords and piecing stuff together. That's the gist of the game, and it is a very interesting story. I thought it was a very interesting story, but it's kind of more of like an audiobook, honestly, or like a new variation on just a story. So I know there's people out there who are gonna say that I need to open my mind, expand my horizons, accept the artistry of it, but to me it was only barely a video game. That's how I felt about it. You played Her Story, right?
I played a little bit of it, and I was not interested in continuing that at all. I did not, was not engaged. I liked the style of it. I mean, I thought it was a clever thing. I just wasn't, it wasn't really a game to me. I just didn't feel like, I didn't care. I don't know.
So there you go, Her Story. What else? For people who didn't watch GDC, The Witcher 3 won Game of the Year. I called it. I called that one months ago when they nominated Witcher 3. I knew that was going to win. I never played Witcher 3, but it was highly acclaimed, and I felt like everything else nominated was part of a series that had already won Game of the Year, so Witcher 3 was kind of overdue for some praise. And yeah, that's that.
Well, Witcher 3, technically Witcher 3 won like every game of the year last year, so I don't know if it was overdue.
Well, I just
but
mean
I know what you mean.
From the GDC crowd.
Sure.
You know what, this may sound pretentious, but GDC is the only award show that I actually pay attention to. All
yeah.
the other
oh,
ones.
Oh, I know, totally.
All the other ones kind of don't count, in my opinion. GDC is the one that matters.
Sure, I can see that.
Yeah, so we had fun. We loved doing GDC.
Mini Metro won, or Table Mates again.
Yeah. We were sitting at a table with the creators of Mini Metro. They won one of the awards they were nominated for.
Best audio, I think.
Best audio, yeah, which I would actually like to play that game.
Yeah, me too.
You kind of build a metro system, like public transit system, and as you expand the system, I guess it changes the soundtrack of the game. So people were kind of talking about the game as like a musical instrument almost, and that sounded really intriguing to me. So I want to check that out, and I think it's cool that for 2 years in a row... Only 2 years, or has it been three?
What?
The people sitting at our table won the award they were nominated
that's
for.
That's a good question. Two?
Definitely three? Two.
Maybe three. No, it might be three.
I think it was three. Yeah, so yeah. Mega 64 is a good luck charm. If you're a developer and you go to GDC and you're nominated and you sit at our table, you're going to win.
It's true.
So true. Let's flash him the dick to prove it, to prove how lucky we are.
You want to?
Oh. Yeah.
Who's going to edit this?
Sean is. Not even here.
Oh,
let's move in the camera at least. You know what? All right, here's the thing. This is going to be great. How are we going to do this? Oh, shit, I'm talking to the camera. I was going to say, Sean has to edit this on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So he'll edit out your butt. But we can show the camera your butt, and then Sean's the only one who has to see it.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I've already set it into the camera, so now Sean's watching this, and he's freaking out, and he's getting prepared for the butt. So we're going to have to sneak it into the camera.
Well, no. I don't think we should do it now. I'll sneak it in when he least expects it.
Okay, cool. Perfect. All right,
great.
Perfect.
On with the show.
I don't want to see it, but okay.
Anyway.
Kevin looks like he's doing good.
Kevin looks like Casper.
He's a friendly ghost.
Kevin, is that food sitting okay with you or what?
It's okay. Yeah, this food's great. Food's sitting fine.
Yeah, food is amazing. I'm still down for White Castle. Anyway. Hey, what's up?
Chicken butt.
Something. I played something.
Did you?
There were so many VR demos at GDC.
Oh!
I mean, it was like... The show was dominated by VR this year. Yeah. Completely.
You know what? Back on me, Rocco and I got a chance to play Superhot, which was a radical first-person shooter. Superhot is so cool. I recommend it to anybody who can get their hands
that
on it.
That was awesome.
It's a first-person shooter, but the enemies only move when you move. So if you're standing still, you can just kind of look around and strategize. It's like if the game was going at full speed, you would just get obliterated. You'd have no way of getting through it. But because you can just stop at any moment, you are essentially Superman. You're Neo.
Yeah.
You move so fluidly. And when you finally do die, it shows you a full run through of your level. And you're just like the ultimate badass. Super hot.
Yeah, that was great.
It was very cool. I'm looking forward to getting that at home.
In VR, we tried a game where they actually added heat and air to where you were in a scene where you were like fighting a dragon and you would feel like the flames, you would actually feel the heat and things whizzing past you.
Yeah, they built like a big air zooka sort of to put on your desk in front of you and it like makes this noise like ka-tunk! And it just blasts gusts of air into your face as you're wearing the VR headset. I guess that's cool. I didn't try it. Garrett and Sean tried it, but they're not here to talk about
it.
Yeah,
that's true. Sorry.
I wanted to try that Paranormal Activity game, but it was book solid all week.
That's everything you've ever wanted in VR.
All I want VR for is to make scary games scarier. That's it.
Yeah, a lot of the VR demos were booked. They just take that long, so you gotta make an appointment.
We're watching Sweatsuit Cocktail on Jackass 3. This was probably the most disgusting skit of the whole movie.
I agree.
Yeah.
Ugh. Can't take my eyes off it. Oh, man. It's got a funnel coming out of his ass. Let's just all take a moment and enjoy Sweatsuit Cocktail. Poor Preston Lacey. Like, being in a plastic suit like that cannot be good for your health. Can't breathe. Ugh. I'm gonna barf. Anyways. Yeah, so we're on the road.
Hey, I was just going to say real quick, last thing. Res Infinite in VR. Amazing.
Oh yeah, what do you think about PlayStation $399 for VR?
PlayStation VR, everyone was hoping they would be under, they would be around that price point because all the other headsets couldn't hit it. The other ones, they need a multi-$1,000 computer with a $600 plus headset. PlayStation came in and swooped in $399. However, I'm hearing rumors that the only thing you'll be able to pre-order next week is a bundle with the headset and the camera. You do need the camera anyway. And the Move controllers. Now, I will say this sucks as someone who already has the Move controllers and already has the fucking camera. I don't want those things. I'm hoping I can pre-order just the headset. It's looking like you can't, which is bullshit.
Oh, other big news this week.
Yeah.
PlayStation 4.5.
Yeah, is it real?
Coming out.
Could be real.
I am so...
Kind of like SSJ8. Is it real?
I'm happy that I held off on getting the PlayStation 4 because now I'm getting the next generation and everybody else is going to be left in the dust.
What does it do?
It's... Let me tell you what it does. Better. Faster. Stronger. Graphics look better. The controls better. It's more responsive to the controller. There's none of that lag now from the wireless. And it'll have more games. That's six things.
See? He's played it.
Mm-hmm.
He knows. What it is supposed to be is an actual expansion of the PS4, like a graphical, like actual power up, a PS4 with more power than the regular PS4. Now, I'm seeing this and I'm thinking to myself, one, this is why I got involved in consoles and not PC, is I'm not upgrading my shit.
Yeah, right?
Constantly. Two, this is the fucking 32X debacle all over again. Where you're going, oh no, you need, oh no, well, no, well here's an add-on, no, here's an add-on, here's an add-on. The video game industry is kind of cyclical in that way, where, we made this a mistake, we can't do that again, and then they go long enough and kind of do, I feel like the same thing happened with fighting games. It went through another phase, like fighting games went through a phase of Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter 2 Turbo, Street Fighter 2 Turbo Champion Edition, Street Fighter 2, you know, whatever, and then stopped, and then it kind of did that again with 4, And now that's taboo. We're not doing that anymore, you know? And I feel like this is the 32X and the Sega CD and all that shit over again. Because Xbox is talking about doing it too. Where they might have a hardware upgrade for the Xbox. And I'm just like...
Cool, when are they going to put games on it?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah, like, it's like... Really,
I know people who just got a PS4.
Those who forget history are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah.
It's like when you forget about all those lessons you learned 20 years ago and then you just start making the same mistakes that you made back then. We'll see how it all goes. But I'm excited because I did not get a PlayStation 4, so now 4.5 sounds pretty nice to the old Derek.
It does. Yeah. It's going to do 4K graphics?
That's the rumor. But man, that's rough. That's hard. Like, to pull off 4K graphics in real time like that is...
Somebody's got to do it. It's got to happen sooner or later.
It's true.
Man. Yeah, that's just... That's we'll see. Man, that's crazy. But, yeah, we'll see what that's all about. It might just be a PS4 with... Cause the VR headset has a little, like...
Processor unit.
A processor unit to hook up to it. Maybe it's just a PS4 that already has that in it. I could see that, where it's just to simplify the whole thing. But, you know, who knows? We don't know. Could be real.
Could be real. What else? We talked about C2E2 and all that good stuff. GDC, yeah. Video games, movies. Yeah. Wow, we've been, like, really productive in a short amount of time. How long have we been going for this podcast?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Oh, nobody's
no,
like...
No clue.
Nobody's, nobody's been relentlessly checking the time.
Well, Sean's not here, so we can get 2-3 hours.
Yeah, this could be... Yeah, I'm saying let's go for 3.
It's funny. I think when Sean checks the time, it kind of just interrupts the flow of the podcast and it causes it to go longer.
Absolutely.
Because when nobody's checking the time, we say all we have to say.
Yeah, and look, this is probably end early.
And then we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, where do we go from here?
Well, hey, while we're here, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors. Kickapoo.
Not them, yeah, Kickapoo.
Nailed that one, man. Hell yeah.
Take two. Shout out to our sponsors, Kickapoo Joy Juice. Find them at kickapoo.com or shop on amazon.com.
Drink Kickapoo.
Oh, Drink Kickapoo. I should know that by now. It's been
you should,
like a
it's
year.
True.
Take three, sponsors.
All right.
Go, I'll whip over. Go.
All right.
Firemachines.com. Oh,
no.
Fuck.
No.
Damn it.
Thank you, Kickapoo. Drinkkickapoo.com. Go and order a Kickapoo at that site. It's a soda. It's a drink. It's a lifestyle.
This guy's about to get kicked by a donkey.
You ready?
What is everybody in the background doing?
Oh!
Oh. Ouch.
So, yeah, if you go on Amazon, you can find Kickapoo. Follow them on Twitter at Drink Kickapoo and find out where the drink, this delicious nectar, is being served at an establishment near you.
It's a shame. No, none of the restaurants in Chicago carry Kickapoo, so that's a slight against them. We were praising these places a minute ago, but they don't have any Kickapoo. That's my one complaint. Get Kickapoo. Get the green can, the blue can, the red can, and my personal favorite, peach-flavored fuzzy navel orange can. Check it all out, drinkkickapoo.com. It's a great drink. Also, shop.mega64.com, our number one sponsor, ourselves. Without the support of ourselves, we wouldn't be able to do this.
We wouldn't be where we are today.
Yeah, so Chicago. They're a great company, Mega64. Check them out. And
we got new stuff coming up, right? When we got rainbow shirts online.
Rainbow shirts will be up in the next probably week or two. We'll see.
Keep an eye out.
See how it goes.
Keep an eye out. We got a lot of cool merchandise coming out. We're developing new stuff right now, too. So in the future, you're going to see new shirts and other pieces of apparel. Stay tuned for more updates on that.
Hey, merchandise aside, we've got some other exciting things that we're trying to get going, too, that we're working on behind the scenes. And I can't say that much, but, you know, we're always toeing the line. We're always working hard, even when we don't say what it is.
Yeah, you know, someday there's going to be a great podcast where we get to talk about all the behind-the-scenes things that we've done for many years that nobody knows about. Because I know often it seems like Mega 64 isn't putting out a lot of stuff, or maybe it seems like, I know people are always asking, like, where's version 4? What are you guys working on next? What's your next big thing? Yeah. And what's funny is, gosh, for so many years, we've been working on so many things, and for various reasons, some of them have fallen through, or some of them are still in development. Someday, you're all going to know the whole story, everything that's been going on.
But until then, we don't say shit.
Yeah. Sorry.
We don't. Loose lips sink ships.
That's right. Be like dad, keep mum. That's an actual poster. I didn't make that up. It's an actual thing.
It's true. All right. Well, anyway, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
Anything in world news going on? Oh, Hulk Hogan kicked the shit out of Gawker. Did you guys see that?
Yep, Gawker's done.
Gawker is now in the locker.
How long are you waiting for that one?
Improv, baby. Improvisation.
Gawker just received the shocker from Hulk Hogan. We all know how much the shocker sucks. I know I do. I remember the first time I got a shocker. Did not like it.
I self-administered one during this podcast. Nobody saw it.
Fuck off.
What? Jesus Christ.
You piece of shit.
God, you guys, open up your mind. This is comfy care.
Eric's not getting a little cold
this
over
is
there.
Yeah.
You
know what?
Stop.
I agree.
Stop.
Stop complaining.
Stop. I can't get close.
Here, I'll make it warm.
No! No! Oh, no! Ah!
Was I not supposed to do that at some point? Was I not supposed to do that?
I don't want it anymore.
All right. Well, guys, it's just us. Hello? No, it's just us now. All right. These guys aren't willing to do their job and do the podcast, so I'm here now. Anyway, I really implore you guys to check out Hulk Hogan and read about that trial because there's some crazy stuff. It's historical. Anyway, I feel a lot
in the bathroom.
What? No, it's all good. Everything's good. All right, I think we should end this.
I agree.
I think we should end this, though, the right way. Derek, okay. We are in a hotel room. I feel like we should get the end-all, be-all. You fucked this up a few times, but I think we should get the end-all, be-all wall run.
I don't think I can do one. Can't put me on the spot. This isn't even... I need a clear wall. They got lamps here. I can't do a wall run.
Shit.
Yeah. Sorry. I tell you what I can do. An elbow drop!
Oh, shit. Whoa!